Yes.
I have a special favor. I don't. Is Nostradamus there? If you don't mind me asking, I always enjoy hearing.
He's winking. He's saying, "Yes, I'm here." Okay. And he's showing me a line of like 200 more people that want to share. So
really, well, we've got lots of time.
That's what he's showing me. So, needless to say, okay. So here we go, Nostradamus. You know, there is a clarity with which I speak. And there is a clarity with which I shared. And I shared what I knew to be true. But I was not so arrogant to assume that it was everybody's truth. So when you approach life, you have your truth, and every person has their truth. Do not assume that your truth is theirs. There are universal truths that we all tap into, and there are truths of the human spirit. But that doesn't mean that just because your neighbor does not agree with you, that they're not living their truth. Mm-hmm. So I ask that you step beyond needing to be right and feel the clarity of choice in your own heart. And if it feels crystal clear, it is truth for you, as long as it's not harming another. Mm-hmm. That's the key here. Mm-hmm. You can have all kinds of beliefs and assumptions, mm-hmm. but is it not harming? Mm-hmm. And our friend Mahatma Gandhi was very, very clear in sharing his wisdom of nonviolence. Mm-hmm. You can't have peace if you don't have nonviolence. Mm-hmm. So it's common sense, as Abe said. So I'm asking you to allow the clarity of your choices, to recognize it's your truth. It may not be the truth of your neighbor. That doesn't make you wrong and them right. It means we each are having to listen to the heartbeat of our own drummer. And what's right for me may not feel right for you. But in that vein, I shared and had an enormous ability to tap into the potential of options. And I saw so many options that was presented to what we call the human spirit. And I presented what looked like the most likely choice where the energy was going at that time. Mm-hmm. It is with humility that I share that the brilliance that I carried, you all carry. You all have the gift of your own intuition. You all have the gift of being part of the cosmic mind of humanity. You all have the opportunity to have all of your psychic gifts fully activated in the way that honors you. We all come with them. So don't look to me as the be-all and end-all of what we call predictions. Mm-hmm. I presented at that time what seemed to be the obvious choice of the potentials that were available at that time. Mm-hmm. And many of them struck a chord. But the bottom line is, I said what I felt was truth, and I allowed it to be out there. So I'm suggesting that each of you search your hearts, and if something truly feels that it is the truth for you, and it is the potential that you're seeing that is most likely, go with that. Go with that choice. Because at least your heart is taking you in the direction of listening to the truth of you. And that is never a choice you want to avoid. You always want to celebrate whatever it is feeling as truth in your own heart. And that's really what I'm mostly known for. Is that not?
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yes.
So I suggest you all listen to the intuition of your own heart that comes from a place of bettering all of life, whether it feels good or not, to your neighbor. Tell your truth and tell it from a place of knowing it's your truth. It may not necessarily be their truth. I am Nostradamus, and it has been a wonderful thing to come here today and to share.
Wonderful. Thank you, sir, so much for coming on the show today. Really appreciate it.
Here's King Arthur.
Okay.
Oh, he's got Merlin with him. Okay, here we go.
Wonderful.
Arthur's on a horse, and Merlin is making funny gestures and making Arthur laugh.
Okay.
All right. And he's got on a big wizard hat. It's very funny. Okay, here we go. Many people looked to what we call Avalon and what we call Camelot as fictional ideas. But the one thing that Camelot presented and meant to present was a unification of nobility. And I don't mean nobility as being better than anybody else. I mean having a noble heart. And I mean living and from your best heart possible. And that is what we presented in Camelot. We lived from the greatest heart of our own truth. And we stepped into the potential that gave us the opportunity to be our best. Did we all succeed every moment? Absolutely not. We're not here to live a perfect life. Mm-hmm. We're here to be in life, whatever that is. Mm-hmm. But in Camelot, we did come from a place of bringing forth the noble heart, the heart with integrity, the heart with clarity, the heart with truth as we knew it to be. And we came from a place of choosing to do beyond what people thought was possible, mm-hmm. and at least strive for it, whether we accomplished it or not. And so that's why many people, when they tune in to the heart of what we call Avalon or Camelot or any of what are considered fictional places, it's the illumination of the human soul recognizing that it has the potential for greatness. And greatness is honoring the noble heart. And you see examples of greatness every single moment of every single day, but you may not even stop to notice that's what you're seeing. When you see this wonderful movement in the world called Pay It Forward, that's noble hearts touching other noble hearts, is it not?
Mm-hmm. That's right, it is. Mm-hmm.
So I ask you to take your noble heart and touch the noble hearts of others and see it in others and tell them, you have a great smile that just lit up my heart today. Mm. Or I enjoyed seeing you and your dog walking in the park.
Nice.
Or I really enjoy seeing the art that you're creating. And it's wonderful to see somebody being so creative and using such beautiful colors. Whatever it is, honor it. And stop hiding behind the idea that you're embarrassed to tell somebody something that you see that you think is beautiful. Mm-hmm. The noble heart tells and lives from the truth. And every single moment of every single day, you see heroes and heroines in every form of life, from the simplest boy that is tying the shoes and giving his shoes to a little boy that doesn't have any shoes, to someone homeless that extends the little bit of food it was given to share with a fellow person that's homeless. Mm-hmm. To somebody being gracious enough to walk ahead and take the hands of an elderly person and help them cross the street. There are many, many examples in every way, shape, or form of life in your everyday living. As Mother Teresa said, it's the combination of all the little things that add up to greatness. It's not doing a bunch of great big things. It's doing all the little things that then make a great difference. So I, as Arthur, present to you to let your noble heart step forth. Let the part of you see the greatness in all of life and strive to share from that place. Now here's Merlin. I just wanted to interject that the wizardry, or what we call the magical part of life, is what allows life to be fun. So expect miracles. You're a miracle. Your life is a miracle. Every day is a miracle. Every breath you take is a miracle. You're a miraculous being. Think of yourself that way. Think of how many miracles happen every single moment you know nothing about, but know they're happening. And know that they come from a place of creativity and imagination. And when you use your creativity and your imagination, anything is possible. That's what I symbolize, is the mystical and the magical. And anything is possible. So I ask you to open to your magical self. I ask you to step into your creativity and your imagination and bring the mystical and the I don't knows. And allow yourself to step into them with joyousness in your heart and celebrate the miracle of life. Every breath you take is a miracle. Look at it that way. Look at the miracle of you. You're the sperm that made it. You're a miracle. Allow yourself to see in the eyes and the gestures the miracleness of all of life. Look and hear when you see a baby hearing for the first time, the magicalness of its expression on its face and its body. Notice a dog that absolutely is homeless, and yet it goes over and wags its tail and licks the hand of somebody, not knowing at all if it's going to be accepted. But the miracle of the dog is it tries. So I suggest to you that you know you are a miracle, and that you look at life as miraculous, and that anything is possible. And that is my message to you, my fellow magicians and fellow mystical and magical beings. Step into and put your magical hat on. I wore my magical hat for today. It is enormous. It's talking to each other. There's little faces all over it. They're all having conversations. And that is my magical hat.
Oh, wonderful. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Judy, you're such a gift to the world to share all these beautiful messages from all these great ascended masters. I can't thank you enough. I wanted to have a little part of the program now, if it's okay, and I'd like to ask you for your help too in bringing in the great masters on this. To bring in rain on the West Coast, and also for world peace. You know, there's been a lot of conflict around the planet recently, and the seven U.S. presidents contacted me a couple of months ago, and they wanted me to start a program called Save the Republic to help bring peace and harmony to the United States and other countries. Could we do that now, if that's okay?
Ted?
Yes, Judy, hi. Can you,
can
hear,
you
me?
Hear me?
Yes,
yeah.
I can hear you fine, yeah.
Okay. Do you want me to start this or do you want to?
It doesn't matter. If you wanted to bring in the spirits who want to work today, I'd like to bring in rain to the West Coast and also to peace to the planet, too, and to the United States and other countries. There's no reason for us to fight anymore. We're like President Kennedy was saying earlier, that we're all one, and we need to see the beauty and the God within all of us to realize that we're all one. But I'd like to pray for rain and world peace with the other ascended masters and you as well. I'd like for you to start if you could.
Okay. I ask everybody to tune into their hearts and tune into your sacred heart. Your sacred heart is your high heart. When you're in your sacred heart, you're not looking at a clock and you have no concerns. And your sacred heart resides in front of your spinal column in your body. Your connecting point is a little hollow space at the base of your throat. That's your high heart, your sacred heart. That's your heart that's connected to you as the heart of Creator. That's home. That's source. That's when you're in your flow. So here we go. I ask all of our hearts to join as one heart. And I'm seeing Jesus stepping forward. Wonderful. So here we go.
Wonderful.
Okay, on his left is Chief Joseph. And on his right is Kuan Yin.
Nice.
Kuan Yin is the goddess of compassion and mercy. Mm-hmm. And Chief Joseph is a Nez Perce chief that spent most of his life trying to bring about world peace.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go. Jesus is in the middle with his arms around the waist of each of them. Kuan Yin is on his right, and Chief Joseph is on his left.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I'm seeing in front of them is a beautiful star representing all the star families.
Nice.
I'm asking that every single heart of creation be touched in this moment and come together in one heart.
Mm-hmm.
And so as you breathe, your heart is connecting and your heartbeat is connecting to the heartbeat of the earth. And just take a moment and allow the alignment of your heart with the heartbeat of the earth. And now as you feel your hearts come into sync, now sink in synchronization with the heart of Creator, the heart of all that is. And feel your heart align with that. And now as we all stand in the one heart of creation, we ask for the elements to come forth that are most needed in this moment. And we ask for the rain and the moisture to shower down its love on all the places that are needed in the world.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
And for every place to be cleansed and cleared of the old energy.
Mm-hmm.
And that the peace and pearl of wisdom of whatever it is that's being released is all that's needed. And it's not needing to have all of the strife and strain, that we choose ease and grace. And so as the element of rain is pulled forth, I see, as I saw at the very beginning of the call, those same Native Americans are doing a dance of rain.
Nice. Thank you.
I'm also seeing that tsunamis are becoming tiny ripples.
Hmm.
I'm also seeing thunder is removing itself.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm seeing the electricity of when the energy touches the earth, I'm seeing that withdrawing. I'm seeing the winds are calming And I'm seeing the earth is shining in a gentler, more whole way. So that there's no need for scorching. There's no need for the harshness. So I ask that all of the climate of the world work in harmony with all of life. And every place, person, thing, and experience is receiving what would truly honor it now. So I'm seeing the rain pouring and pouring, and I'm seeing the earth soaking it up. And I'm seeing the animals are dancing in the water.
Wonderful.
And I'm seeing the flowers are singing and the mountains are rejoicing because all the old energy is being washed off of them.
Good.
And I'm seeing all of life is glowing in light and every part is balanced and whole and complete. And I'm seeing the guardians of the earth coming together and holding hands and working with each other for the highest benefit of all. And I'm seeing the heavens opening as each heart is opened, as each soul recognizes and looks to the next soul with love and not hate. I'm seeing the cleansing of the earth happening in a way that is gentle and loving. And it's complete all the way to its core, in through infinity, out through infinity, and of infinity, in all of our bodies, all of our minds, and all of our hearts, in all aspects of our soul, in all lives we are living. May we come to the truth of who we are. And may every single part of life receive whatever it's entitled to in the most benevolent way or something even better. So in this particular time, I ask for the direction of rain to go into the West Coast and any other place that it is needed, along with the warmth of the sun, wherever it is needed. And the winds or the no winds, and all is blessed and all is well. And so it is, beloved, we are in the one heart of all.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's beautiful, Judy. I'd also like to ask everyone to say this Ho'onopono prayer. It's a Hawaiian prayer for water, and just put your hand over your heart. And just say after me, water, we're sorry. I'm going to do this three times. Water, please forgive us. Water, we thank you for giving us life. And water, we love you.
Two
more times. Water, we're sorry. Water, please forgive us. Water, thank you so much for giving us life. And water, we love you. And one last time. Water, we're sorry. Water, please forgive us. Water, thank you so much for giving us life. And water, we love you. And I want you to, everyone, to visualize rains coming down up and down the U.S. West Coast and bringing much needed rain, especially to fires in Northern California and up in Washington and Oregon. And so that the earth will be cleansed and the planet and the animals and people will rejoice. I'd also like everyone to visualize world peace, not only in the United States, but around the entire planet, because most people want to live in peace and harmony. They don't want to fight. And this is against our human nature, is to be loving, kind, benevolent, and caring about each other. And this is the kind of world that I know everyone listening to this show today wants to create. They don't want conflict and they don't want harm to anyone, but we want a beautiful new planet. And this is all about the ascension. And this is what we're headed for now, and about love and caring for each other. So please visualize that and send lots of love and light to Mother Earth and the planet, to everyone around you. Thank you. Judy, you're amazing.
I think we're all amazing. Look what we've created together. It's been pretty wonderful.
That's right. You know, my next segment of the program, actually, as I do fundraising for the Hopi Indians in Arizona, and been fundraising now for the last couple of years for clean water and food for them. And one of the companies that stepped up to the plate is American Airlines. And what they're going to do is that for everyone who donates, whatever they donate, they've got a special site, and I'll tell that in a few minutes. On September 23rd, this Wednesday, everyone, like, if you contribute a dollar, they'll contribute a dollar of their own money with it too. They'll make a matching corporate contribution, with 100% of all monies going to clean water for the Hopi, which I thought just amazing. For decades, the Hopi have been drinking arsenic and radiation contaminated water in Arizona, but we're getting some real help now finally, and I can't tell you how happy I am. Mm-hmm. So anyway, is there Judy, is there anyone else who might like to come through? We've got a few minutes left.
Okay, let me check in and see.
Okay, thanks.
Ah, it's Daisy Duck. Okay.
Daisy Duck, all right.
Okay, here we go.
That's fine. Okay.
I'm coming forth with my heart of sunshine to spread sunshine to you today. And with that, I'm handing each of you a daisy to remember the simplicity of light and the simplicity of the color gold and yellow and how it makes each heart light up. And me and the Donald, along with the others that talked about entertaining, it's a real joy to put smiles on your hearts. It's a real joy to be able to make a difference in the world this way. But I ask you to gain from that what we represent, which is fun. Put the fun back into your life. Make it a point each day to have fun. You came here to live a life, and that includes experiencing everything. And as a culture, as a humanity, as ducks, for us in the animal world, we as animals are much more balanced than you as humans. Because we do not carry the baggage of yesterday. We show up in the moment and we live in the moment and we take the moment as what matters. That's why you can see an animal that's been severely abused and yet it will still wag its tail and it will still offer to be there for you. So we in the animal consciousness come from a higher frequency of light. And we in the animal world love every part of life. We don't look at it the way you do, as separating this group or that thing or that experience. Mm-hmm. We are inclusive in the way we look at life. Mm-hmm. And all animals are beautiful to us. Mm-hmm. So I ask you to look for the brightness and the light. And a daisy is such a cheerful flower, is it not?
It is.
And so think of your world full of daisies. And think of the world full of daisies. And as you dance through the tulips and dance through the daisies and dance through the meadows, picture yourself sharing that lighthearted energy with all of life and all of life dancing in joy. And so may the light of my soul, as Daisy Duck, help you to remember to be more lighthearted and to look at the fun in life and make it a point every single day to have fun. Because when you take your last breath, you're not going to wish you'd created more unharmony. You're not going to wish that you had been more serious. Trust me. You're going to wish you would have enjoyed your life more and been more present and given yourself the ability to have more fun. I am Daisy Duck, and my message to you is make fun a priority in your life.
Oh, what a great message.
Isn't that wonderful? Wow.
Man, you're getting all kinds of wonderful messages today.
This has been Here's a hummingbird. Here we go.
Okay. All right.
This is Humphrey, the hummingbird. So here we go.
Yeah.
I bring to you today the twitter of my soul. When you see me in my flowers with my wonderful beak, and you see me pollinating and sharing, and my wings are going so fast you can't even see my wings moving. That is the amount of oscillation of joy I carry in my body. And that is you. That is you as a hummingbird. Love is a faster frequency than fear. It oscillates at a much higher frequency of light. And so we are all becoming hummingbirds in the vibration of love. And every time you see me or one of my brothers or sisters, let that be a reminder to make love your top priority, so your wings oscillate faster and you experience life from a higher sense of exhilaration and joy. That is what we symbolize as hummingbirds. We also symbolize the ability to do what nobody else thinks is possible. We hold the vibration of joy for a long time as we stand, it appears, in one place and sharing with one flower. And that vibration is what makes us, allows us to be able to be near that flower. May you hold your vibration of light. And may you hold your vibration of love longer than you have before, so that you celebrate and contribute to life more. That is my message to you today from Humphrey, the hummingbird.
What I like about, what about you, Judy, is you're getting in these beautiful light spirits coming in today.
Yes.
And this is exactly what we need, you know. We don't need doom and gloom. We need a lot of love and a lot of light coming into the planet. And
well, exactly, Peter Pan's here. It doesn't get much more light than Peter Pan, so here we go.
All right, okay.
All right, Peter's swooping in. And now he's showing me being like an imp.
Okay.
And being kind of impish. And I see Tinkerbell, and she's literally flying all around him. So let me share with you something I experienced with them so you will recognize the significance of this. In 2005, I was asked by Walt Disney from the other side to work with my roommate and Walt Disney and Tinkerbell and Peter Pan to help create a fairyland for adults. Hmm. I worked on the project with my roommate. We were there every day with Walt and Peter Pan and Tinkerbell. And Peter would fly in and fly out. And Walt was always there guiding. But Tinkerbell is who we really worked with. These are real beings, by the way. Okay. And so anyway, it was one of the biggest joys of my life to do this work with Walt Disney, who I deeply admire for having such an amazing creativity and imaginational, magical mind to create something that allows us all to celebrate childhood at any age. What a gift he brought to the world. So anyway, here's Peter Pan. Peter Pan is the king of the elementals. He is Pan.
Okay.
So here he is. I bring to you today the freshness of new. Every single moment in nature is a new. It's never the same moment, each moment. Every flower is sucking up through its root system, through the sun coming in and nurturing it, through its beautiful petals, its stamen. Every part of it is celebrating life every moment. And the flower does not care whether it leans to the left or leans to the right. The flower does not care if it is coming up out of concrete or if it is in a beautiful garden. The flower just thrives to feel the sun and to move in the direction of the warmth of the light.
Nice.
And as we are each being given the opportunity to do the same thing, stretch yourself into feeling the light of your own soul. And in nature, everything is intelligently connected. Every form of life is connected. So anything that you think, feel, say, or do affects every other form of life. Take responsibility for what you're creating. In my particular case, as the king of the elementals, I am 100% responsible for making sure that my consciousness is in the right place, first of all, so that I can tap into the most expanded loving frequency of the consciousness of all of life. And I'm there to make sure that the trees have what they need, and the flowers have what they need, and the earth has what it needs, and the shrubs have what they need, and the water has what it needs, and the sky has what it needs.
Nice.
And so I'm asking you to pay more attention to your environment and what can you do to celebrate the beauty of nature and make less choices that destroy nature.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I ask you to be a more responsible being and know that the tree that you are cutting down is you're cutting down a part of you. The flower that you're stomping on is a part of you that you're stomping on. Mm-hmm. When you're polluting the water, you're polluting the water of your own body.
Mm-hmm.
So take responsibility for your contribution to nature, because nature is a reflection of the healthiness of you. And nature knows how to heal itself. So do you.
Mm-hmm.
So as much as you can, notice that nature is constantly expanding and moving and shifting and feeling the brightness of love and the elements of life. And that is enough joy for it.
Mm-hmm.
May you also celebrate your life each day as you move and expand and enjoy. And may you know that what you need is what every other part of nature needs. So be conscious, aware, and make conscious, mindful choices to stop polluting and to stop creating imbalance and stop dumping your anger and your frustrations by stomping your feet in the earth. The earth does not need your frustration. It does not need your anger.
Sure.
It needs you to walk on it with gentleness and kindness and mindfulness.
Mm-hmm.
And know that the earth does not need to be bruised by your anger.
Mm-hmm.
It is a living, breathing being just like you.
Sure.
And you are all living lives as a planet. Be respectful. You're all living lives as shrubs and trees and animals and birds and clouds and skies. So anything that you're doing to any form of nature of life, you are doing to yourself.
Sure.
I ask you to step up and be more mindful of your choices so that as you celebrate you, you also celebrate all of life and all of life benefits.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that. That's such wonderful messages, Judy. I'd like to bring on Liam McLaughlin now. And Judy, please stay on. I want you to meet him. He's a wonderful man. He's with a nonprofit group in Seattle called the Washington Clean Water Foundation. And Leon helps raise money for clean water for people around the world. And he's been helping so much with the Hopi. And I wanted to bring him on now. And I want you to stay on, Judy, to give your comments too. Leon, how are you doing there?
Hey, Ted, I'm doing great. and Judy was, is it Judy?
Yes, it is. Leon, hi.
she is unbelievable. You know, I did all the bookings at one time for the Paramount Theater, and we actually booked the road tour with Peter Pan. And
did you?
Kathy Rigby was playing Peter Pan.
Oh, yes. That's true, yes.
But when you said the story about Tinkerbell, I couldn't believe it, because we had made these T-shirts, and we had just Peter Pan on them. We got a call from Disneyland saying, you must put Tinkerbell on the shirt because it goes together. And
we
had to scrap the T-shirt tour and redo it and actually have Peter Pan with Tinkerbell, because Tinkerbell was just important as Peter Pan. And when I heard you tell that story, I was like, wow.
It's marvelous, isn't it?
It's marvelous.
Yes. And isn't that what George Washington talked about? The male and female being shown together helping. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, I couldn't, because we had the T-shirts out. We were selling plenty of them. We got a call from Disney. You must have Tinkerbell on that shirt. So we had to redo our whole T-shirt line. And it was a successful tour with Peter Pan and Tinkerbell.
Isn't
what a
that
story.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Yeah, thank you for sharing that, Leon.
Yes, it blew me away when you said that. So it must have been meant to be.
Of course. And it was also there for you.
Do that. Yes.
Well, as my friend Albert Einstein says, there's no such thing as coincidence, and God doesn't play with dice. So obviously Tinkerbell came in today to go along with what you were saying, Leon. So that's a beautiful story. Thank you so much.
Oh, no problem.
We've been, Judy, we've been fundraising for clean water filters for the Hopi now for the last couple of years. We've done great. Many, many people have been donating, especially a wonderful lady. I believe her name was Teresa from Idaho, who donated over $30,000 a couple of years ago. But we've gotten lots of money since that time. And Leon, tell us just briefly a little bit about your efforts to get clean water for the Hopi. And I also want to tell people that I'm going down to see the Hopi probably in about a week's time or so. I'm going down to Shasta then to see the Hopi. And while I'm there, I'm bringing foodstuffs, blankets, all kinds of things that they need. If you'd like to donate, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. And as I mentioned before, American Airlines, wonderful company, has stepped up to the plate, and they're doing a matching contribution on this Wednesday, September 23rd. For every dollar contributed through their website, they match it another dollar. So if you put in 100, the Hopi get 200. Their website, if you want to write it down, it'll also be on my website, is www.globalgiving.org/projects/water/Hopi. Again, that's www.globalgiving.org/projects/water/Hopi. And you know, you can also look on my website if you need help in finding that just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. But they've also been hard hit, and they need food supplies on the Hopi reservation too. I'm bringing in a whole bunch of food. $600-$700 will cover food for at least a couple hundred families for a week. We make the contributions go a long ways. But Leon, go ahead and talk about your efforts. You do such beautiful work.
Yes. And they can also go to www.cleanwaterfoundationwa.org and donate. And what we're going to be doing is giving out a water unit and also a book from Dr. Emoto, Peace Project, The Message of Water. So we're putting a bundle project together with Dr. Emoto and Michi that every donation will purchase a water unit and also a message of water book, which is awesome. We've done that in the past, and we're going to keep it going because it's that successful. We just designed a special customized water unit that's going to be RO that actually Ernest and the Black Mesa Trust had customized and wanted, because as you know, Ted, we were doing the other units. Now we have our latest state-of-the-art water unit that's going to be a reverse osmosis system that we're going to be installing in the 20,000 homes for the Hopi and Navajo tribes. And we'll also be setting up water units. So now our goal is to actually install 20,000 water units for both the Hopi and Navajo tribes. And we have a new water system that we just designed that actually the first couple of those systems will be installed probably in 3 weeks from a show we did with you and one of the donors, Carol, who donated those units to actually come in, the new RO units. And they will be taking out the uranium, the arsenic, which they have in their water units, which they have in their water. And these units will take that out.
Well, we have, I wanted to tell you too, Leon and Judy and all my listeners, that we're also getting help from a scientist who's coming in from Louisiana. I'll be meeting her on the Hopi Reservation in early October. And she wants to use scalar energy. I'm not sure how it works exactly, but she says she's used it in other parts of the world to clean up water systems. So we're getting a lot of help. But if people would like to help, there's several ways to donate. You can just send me an email and I can give you all the different places at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Or you can go to Leon's site at the Washington Clean Water Foundation. Leon, could you give that site again, please, for people to give a tax-deductible contribution?
Yes, it's www.cleanwaterfoundationwa.org.
Right.
So cleanwaterfoundationwa.org. And it's a tax write-off for any donation because we are a 501c3. And like I said, those donations will purchase a water unit, our newest water unit, that's going to be taking out the uranium, the arsenic, and all the other contaminants and viruses, along with getting a Dr. Emoto message of water book that we'll be sending out that we've been doing in the past, which is great. It's a great educational book that teaches you about water, the children, the families. It's awesome. And respecting the water, just like what Judy was talking about. And the prayer is unbelievable also, as you know, Ted.
Right, absolutely. And Judy, I'm so fortunate. We're so fortunate to have you on today. Any of the spirits would like to add their thoughts on our efforts?
Well, Dr. Emoto's here. Okay, here we go. I want to thank the foundation of every single contributor in any way, shape, or form to the understanding of the importance of our water. Whether it is the body our water itself contains, or whether it is the bodies of water on the planet, it is vital that we make this a top priority, and it warms my heart to see and feel the amount of energy that is now being put into people's awareness of the need for clean water for all forms of life. Mm-hmm. I thank each of you from my heart. My vision at the time of feeling the truth of water could not have imagined where it's taken me in my work or how it has influenced the world. But it is equally important that every single contribution be acknowledged. And I thank you for that.
Thank you, Dr. Emoto, for sharing that. That's really beautiful. Thank you so much.
That is awesome.
Well, they're getting help now, and they're getting a lot of help. And they've needed this help for many, many years. And I just tell it's all an example, Leon and Judy, of the planet pulling together and everyone working together to make this world a better place.
That's true, Ted. But you started it because I was actually on a show when we first talked about this, I think like 2 years ago. And we, the Clean Water Foundation, have over 32 different water filtration systems in over 32 different countries. And when you said, what about in the U.S. in Arizona with the Hopi tribe, I never knew it was an issue with water in America till you brought that up. And that's how this whole thing started. And from when we started then to now, to have the different groups that's joining us. I mean, we even got artists from Sony Record representatives, artists that they're working with. We got a group here called Waves for Rays, an artist. We got A&E, the film folks that's working with us to put this bundle package together. We're going to be doing a fundraiser down there in Arizona with Martha from the Natural Choice Network. So to get all these great people in this grassroots effort to join us is going to be awesome. And our goal, like I said, is, since nobody else will help, we even got David Waters that did the documentary with Ernest that's joining us also, and some folks from PBS. So from the day we started this from your show till now, I mean, we got some serious theme going on.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for that compliment, Leon. There's a lot of places here in the States that which need clean water. Not only the Hopi, but lots of other Native American communities need clean water. People of Flint, Michigan, I don't know what's going on there, but I've heard, you know, their water supply is awful. But it's a basic, yes, basic human right. And one thing that Dr. Moto used to say is, of course, Michiko said that many times with the Emoto Peace Project, that God is water and water is God. So if it's essential, our bodies are, according to Michi, are 70% water, and the earth is 70% water. So our bodies really are a reflection of this planet. And it's very important.
Yes, very important. And for us to do a grassroots and be activists, instead of, you know, going through the bureaucracy like in Flint, Michigan, to just say we're going to do it and not have to wait for 3 years of bureaucracy and nothing ever get done because paperwork is being sent to one desk to the other and nothing is being done. I think for us to start that grassroots effort that we actually started when we did that show with you, and it's really grown from then, I think it's amazing.
Well, you're very kind, Leon. I don't like to take credit for it in a way, because it's everyone's help together. But I know that if we all work together for a better world, that we can create a much better and happier planet. There's just absolutely no reason why people can't drink clean water. Frankly, that's how I look at it. So, anyway, and you've been a tremendous help too with your foundation, Leon.
Thank you, Ted.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Judy, any other spirits who'd like to come on in and maybe make some comments on this?
Let me check. Okay. There's a beautiful angel here.
Okay.
Let me tune into her. Her name is Gloria. Here we go. I am bringing notice that we are heralding in a new earth. All of the angelic systems that are in place are assisting with this. All of you are angels in disguise as various ways, shapes, and forms. Mm-hmm. Angels just mean love of divinity. Mm-hmm. And all of us are loves of divinity. Mm-hmm. I call forth, as we herald in today, a new beginning to start fresh in this moment and to give ourselves the opportunity to open our hearts and extend ourselves in ways we have never extended ourselves. And each of you can find a way to extend yourself today beyond what you did yesterday. So for us angels, there are so many of us that example we have and are still living, representing every blade of grass on the planet. There is an angel. Mm-hmm. That's how plentiful we are. Yeah. So anytime you think, I don't I don't have any contribution to make. You remember your angelic self, and your angelic self knows exactly how to contribute if you come from your pure heart, and angels come from pure hearts. So we herald in today a new beginning and a new set point for love of self. And open your hearts and your arms and your minds to think of new ways to share and to bring about a healthier planet and healthier living circumstances that all life thrives on. So I, as a representative, as Gloria of the angelic realm, ask you to step up into and be more generous with the ways in which you contribute from yourself to make the world a better place.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Judy. Well, you know, the old saying goes, when you're having fun, time goes by fast. And boy, have we had a lot of fun today. I appreciate you. I appreciate you so much for coming on, Judy, and sharing all these beautiful angelic messages. And Leon, for all your beautiful work in making the world a better place with clean water. And I want to thank everyone so much for supporting Out of This World Radio. My show is a nonprofit, listener-supported show program. And if you'd like to contribute to keep us on the air, just go to my website at www.outofthisworldradio.net. And there's little PayPal buttons there. Contribute to whatever you like is fine. And this week I'll be going down to Mount Shasta. So this next weekend, a week from today, I will be probably broadcasting from the fourth and fifth dimensions. Mount Shasta is shifting into the fifth dimension rapidly. So it should be an amazing time down there. We always experience many miracle healings. If you'd like to go, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. And Leon and Judy and all my listeners around the world, I hope you have a beautiful and happy day. And again, thank you so much for saying prayers, both for rain on the west coast of the United States and rain wherever it's needed on this planet, and for a beautiful and peaceful world. Thank you so
Namaste.
Much again for listening. Thank you so much, Judy. Thanks
thank
so much,
you,
Leon.
For having me.
All right, my friends.
Thank you. Nice
bye-bye,
to meet
everyone.
You, John. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yep. Bye-bye. 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 You
bye.
Too.
Bye.
に光る星